Benvenuti. Welcome everyone to Italian Pod. My name is Catherine.
Hi, my name is Marco and welcome to a newbie lesson.
This newbie lesson is very fun and it introduces some really important terms in Italian. So you're going to hear the male version and the female version of the word, well, boyfriend, girlfriend. So you're going to hear that in a minute, but we're going to hear the dialogue three times. And if you don't understand everything, not to worry. We'll be talking about it after we listen to the dialogue.
Dialogue, first time. Hai il ragazzo?
No.
Ah, allora...
Ho la ragazza.
Ah, allora... niente.
Dialogue, second time.
Hai il ragazzo?
No.
Ah, allora...
Ho la ragazza.
Ah, allora, niente.
Dialogue, third time.
Hai il ragazzo?
No.
Ah, allora...
Ho la ragazza.
Ah, allora, niente.
So, Marco, before we get into talking about some of the vocab here, yeah, maybe we should talk about translating this line by line to get a better understanding of what's going on.
Yes, yes. Always pushing for the limit, Italian pod, eh? Redefining gender studies.
That's
rethinking.
Right.
Okay, I'll read it. Hai il ragazzo?
Do you have the boyfriend?
Hai il ragazzo?
Do you have a boyfriend?
Hai il ragazzo? No.
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 No. Ah, allora.
Ah, so.
Allora.
So.
Allora. Ho la ragazza.
I have the girlfriend.
Ho la ragazza.
I have a girlfriend.
Ho la ragazza. Ah, allora niente.
Ah, then nothing.
Allora niente.
Ah, then never mind.
Allora niente.
So there's a very short dialogue, but there's a lot packed in here, things that we can use to talk about relationships and to introduce ourselves to other people, for example. So let's go to the beginning and look at this first little phrase.
Hai il ragazzo.
So in Italian, as many of you already know, you don't have to say, do you have, to ask a question. So hai means you have. It can be used for questions or for statements, and we don't even have to say you. It's all wrapped into this little verb. So hai il ragazzo means, do you have a boyfriend?
Hai il ragazzo?
Il means the, of course, we translated this literally, but as a phrase, it means, do you have a boyfriend? So, hai ragazzo?
Hai ragazzo? Yeah, think it as a whole. Hai ragazzo?
And the answer in English is the same as it is in Italian, no.
But we say no.
No.
You say no.
No. Yeah, you don't want to say no, because that's very English and, well, American. It's you say no.
No.
It's like dropping to the ground. No. Mm. And then he says, the guy says, well, allora.
Allora.
So allora means so or then. So he's trying to say, well, you know, look at me. Allora.
We can, you know.
Get together.
That, yeah.
And she says, no. O la ragazza.
O la ragazza.
O is similar to I, but it means I have. So she's describing herself.
Let me use my radio voice. Sorry. O la ragazza.
O la ragazza.
O la ragazza. O il ragazzo.
Thank you, Marco. So these words, Marco. Verbs are very important and they're very useful because you can use them in many different contexts, as you'll learn later, the past tense, for example. So, o, I have, Marco, I, you have, Marco, I la ragazza.
Sì, o la ragazza.
Okay. And this is how we can ask questions, but we can also say statements like, o il ragazzo, I have a boyfriend.
Yes. Yeah.
And at the end, he says, well, you have a girlfriend. Allora.
Allora niente.
Allora niente.
Oops.
So niente means nothing. So this is like saying, well, never mind then. Allora niente.
Allora niente.
Let's listen to this dialogue three more times and we'll come back and talk a little bit more about it in a second.
Dialogue, first time.
Hai il ragazzo?
No.
Ah, allora...
o la ragazza.
Allora, niente.
Dialogue, second time. Al ragazzo?
No.
Ah, allora...
O la ragazza.
Allora, niente.
Dialogue, third time. Al ragazzo?
No.
Ah, allora...
O la ragazza.
Allora, niente.
So is this something that's appropriate to ask? You just meet someone, you want to know, this is more like a pickup line or...
Yeah, you should try to sneak in the question in another question, right?
So where's your boyfriend?
So what does your boyfriend do?
You know, yeah. So this is not a very smooth guy. He's just trying to pick up this woman.
Yeah, plus these are tough times for you know, guys who want to pick up girls. Like in this case, you cannot give for granted that, you know, the girl has no boyfriend and so she wants to go with boys or with you.
Mm-hmm.
Not you, Catherine. You ask her.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean...
So it's the boundaries are not quite as cut and dried as what you're saying, but
Italian pod is now trying to reflect the contemporary society, eh?
Right, and I think it's important that we all learn how to say these things and ask these questions because there's people out there who want to know. So
and
if you have any
genders are totally different, no, in Italia maybe because okay, no, in English also boyfriend girlfriend this time mm-hmm. you have a gender difference, but it might be confusing. Hola ragazzo, ragazzo, hai la ragazzo, hai ragazzo. Stuff like that can be,
wow.
You know...
Confusing. Right. So if you are confused or if you have any specific questions about what you heard today in this lesson, please ask us. Let us know on italianpod.com or you can always email us at our email address.
italianpod@praxislanguage.com.
So that's all for today. We hope that you've enjoyed this. And until next time, ciao a tutti.
Ciao.